Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce and present to others Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him Low. They call him the Love Guru. Sometimes they call him Professor. Without further ado, I bring before you the voice of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith. Make it do what it do.
See how God is. God will work it out. All you have to do is trust and believe in Him. And we're just getting everything set up now with our with all of our devices and everything. So just bear with us just a second. And we're gonna make it do what it do. This is truly Tell the Truth Prime Time. And our awesome, awesome host with the most will be truly, we're going to make, she's live now, but I want to make sure I have all my devices working in a manner that we all can be together at the same time. Let me get on to TikTok, and I need to get us live on TikTok. Yeah. Okay. We're now live. So truly, truly, we want you to be a part of the show by joining us. And the call-in number so you can be part of the show is 347-857-4192. As I say, talking real to you. You want to ask the question, what is that all about, Doc? Well, the host of the most always leans into it, and we want to make sure we do that. I will do the introduction as we always do, and we truly, truly are thankful to be blessed one more time. We're going to take advantage of everything we have here tonight because this is an interactive network, social media. I want to give a shout-out to my frat brother joining us. That's Timothy.D.Kenny joining us. Thank you so much, bruh, for being a part of it, and we're truly excited because what we have to talk about tonight, you can check us out on many devices. Z Squad, Greenville, 1981. And also on Instagram, we got President Dot, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith. Now, previously, we were broadcast from President Dr. Dot, but somebody hacked us. So we had to move into a different manner. Also, you can check us out on Tumblr. That's Dr. Lo Smith, that's blog. Then on TikTok, you had that opportunity to check us out on TikTok. And on TikTok, you can see us, and that's truly Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith. And on Facebook, have the same opportunity on Facebook, and you can check us out on facebook.com/Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith. We're truly excited about coming here before you. I said it because I'm happy. And I'm going to tell you the reason why I'm so happy. We get a chance to sit here and share some things with you. But I'm happy because when I go and check my information, my data, and I always see we have a new country of listeners and watchers. We added on the continent of Africa, we have those individuals from Nigeria, those watchers and listeners from Nigeria. Last week, we had Denmark. Those individuals from Denmark. So as we move forward, we're gathering more and more brothers and sisters, watchers and listeners, so they can be a part of it. Do that by looking at Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, LinkedIn, X, which is formerly Twitter, TikTok, Tumblr, and Instagram. You see, God is good. You see how powerful God is. You see what we're doing? We started with one channel, one device, and now we're broadcasting on just each and every one of those devices I mentioned. You can count them up by seven devices, seven social media sites. You see how good it is? It's awesome. also, you can check us out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/LisaFarrell. You can check us out on that as well. Along with, I'm trying to make sure, I know I had something on Instagram as well, Lisa. Am I said that was Facebook, on Instagram. I had you listed as well. It's at Lisa F. Living, LCSW. Check her out, and she's the host of this show. And as we talk about Tell the Truth Prime Time, we want to focus on truly the issues that's happening in our neighborhood, in our lives, in our world. So we're just going to focus on what's going on in our community. We're going to focus on what's going on in our world, and we're going to share it with you. Without further ado, I want to be able to come before you and introduce an awesome person. But I also want to use what I had set up. I like to let the words speak about how awesome she is, how she's coming to you as a host with the most, and talking about her own personal encounters and what she deals with from day to day, and what we are, and where we are in the world, and where we are in our own community, block by block. So we want to make sure we talk about things. Can we talk about it? Can we talk about it? I'm asking the question because I need us to be able to talk about it. Awesome, awesome. This is our introduction for our host with the most.
It is indeed a pleasure to welcome you to WBSW Radio, the internet station. Tonight we want to introduce and present to others the host with the most, Miss Lisa Levine. She's the host of Tell the Truth Primetime. She's an awesome person. So without further ado, we're going to present to some and introduce to others Miss Lisa Farrell Levine.
One more promo I also have, but that one is out. The background music fits it. Girl, she got it. She got it to be the host with the most. And we're so glad to have that opportunity to come for you. I'm the co-host or producer, joining and taking the opportunity really to be blessed to be here with her. And truly, that's what it's all about. We're getting some feed in the background somewhere. We're getting some feed, but we're going to work through it. We're going to make sure what it do. We also want to give a shout-out to Miss Bush, EBS, of Baker Vibrators Roy Incorporated. Tina Robinson joining us. Thank you, Tina. She's one of the hosts that co-hosts that join us from time to time on our other shows, on our Tuesday night show, our Thursday night, on our Monday night show. And she's putting the books on the ground on truth. She's doing some awesome things. She keeps me abreast of the situation. And I applaud her. And I come to the point of putting my hands saying, thank you for taking an opportunity to be with us, Tina. Thank you so much. She's in Oakland, California, doing what you have to do to make a difference in the community. Give a shout out to Richard K. Is this Aaron Bird? Thank you so much for joining us. We have many others on join us on Instagram and Twitter. So we got an audience of many individuals. So we thank you for taking time to be a part of it. These are our watchers and listeners. Now, the call-in number again is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Now, I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of the sale of your sale. Ask for the location that you can chat with the host with the most. That's Lisa Levine and myself, Dr. Lord Levine. So Lisa, let's get this thing started and think about about our title. See, the title of the night was one word, unity. It was one word. But before we start on that, we want to talk about our registration for our giveaways. We want to start. We got some major giveaways coming up for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. We have the trip to, we have three trips that we're planning around a period of time, 5 nights, 6 days. We're going to pay for the hotel stay. You can go, if you win in this election on the raffle, that's to Paris, France. And the second one will be also Mexico. We may give a Cancun, but we're going to check out a couple other areas down there. So we're gonna be giving. We give over the holidays. We're going to be piling it all, bringing it. So make sure you name in. This is how you register. You send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And what I'll do is take your name and put it in the raffle for these trips we're giving away, for the books we're giving away, along with gift cards. And also, as long as we're going to be looking at the possibility of putting an opportunity to pay one of your utility bills, we're going to do that. Then, on top of that, and if you send us your Cash App or your means of transaction, one Cash App, one PayPal, or Venmo, Zelle, to the LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, we'll send you a love offer. We're going to send you something. You can say it might be $20, might be $30, might be $40, might be $50. Whatever it may be, and hopefully it's a blessing to you. Because we are being blessed to have you in the presence, being with us in this interactive opportunity. So truly, truly, let's make this thing happen. Let's make it do, Lisa, what it do. Unity. What does unity mean? We have many people not understanding, but we want to talk about it tonight. One word, unity, and we want to make it work. We're going to take that one word, and we're going to hopefully leave something with you that it will be important to you to realize that we can pull together and unite we simply stand, divided we fall. Lisa.
You know, I don't think I know what unity means anymore. I thought I knew what it meant. United, oneness, togetherness. You know, I always had to be with my kids. And then I was really feeling, I said, gee, what is unity now? Like, did I forget what it meant? Or did other people maybe? But unity is a state of being one or united, oneness, singleness, something complete in itself, perfect, harmony, agreement, together.
Yes.
And I guess what makes me sad is I thought that's what we were working towards. You know, I was thinking back, and I've been researching, and I've been reading all sorts of different, you know, legitimate articles, but 2020, even before 2020, it went back to 9/11.
Yes.
Where this is. So, you know, because I educate myself, you tell me something, and I'll read it, and I respect everybody, but, I mean, not everybody, maybe, but I will read up on things that you send me, and, you know, unity is crucial, and that's what the problem is we're disunified. We are not unified. And I came on for you, actually, for the show. I took a break. I'm taking a hiatus. I have someone doing my posting for me. Because I would come on here and just see the most atrocious things, not just anti-Semitic, racial things, hateful things, people bullying, being mean. And since I haven't been on here since Sunday night, I have this sense of like lightness. I know it's only been a day. I don't feel as angry or as anxious. This is not unity. Everybody has a voice. If this is not unity, what a lot of you are doing, and I've lost several friends this all about advocacy. You come to meet somebody, there's something, you know, on top of it, but that's me, and I can't expect other people to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
But unity is supposed to be oneness, togetherness, and we're not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out in my mind, and maybe it's never going to come back together again. I don't know. I'm always hopeful that we can come together, because together we're better. And I use that a lot too. Together we are better.
Exactly.
When we work together, rather than you did this, you said that, you did. Three times I had people say to me, you people.
Hmm.
And I know what that means, you people.
Okay.
And I think what was so hurtful was, we never like referred to somebody like that. But I wasn't raised like that. My parents raised me well, and my brother. And to say you people, and you're supposed to be my friend, is quite hurtful. But I'm okay with it because I'm strong. You know, I'm strong. But my mother said to me, would you rather it in front of you or behind you? And ever since she told me that, I said, I actually listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not, this isn't helpful to a lot of people. If you have an opinion, certain opinions, maybe you should try to keep to yourself. I have people crying to me. I listen. But this is not helpful. We're supposed to work together, not be separated. And that was for the Black community, the Hispanic, the Latino, the Jewish. Should all be working together. I'm colorblind, I'm religion blind. I don't see that. That's something I have all sorts of friends. And maybe it was where I grew up or the way I grew up, and I just, it makes no sense at all going on right now. And it's been going on, Dr. Lois. Heightened during 2020. I think it became acceptable to just say and do what you wanted. I believe when we were on lockdown and the rioting and George Floyd, you know, that kind of thing. I would like other people's opinions on what they think unity is, or is it better to be at odds with each other? You got people scared to leave their homes. And it's not just suicide. You have people, you know, that are arrested. People are truly frightened right now. And we should be creating comfort and safety and helping each other and supporting each other. And I'm not seeing that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I see it in the videos that is my cousin sends me. And every day I check to make sure they're okay. Like if I don't hear from them. But there are some positive things out there. And that's what we should be focusing on, is positive problem resolution, community, and unity. And that's my thought for right now.
And I tell you, Lisa,
I
appreciate that. You hit everything on the head. What we want to do is kind of take some of these things. We're talking about being one. It's a state of being one. That's unity. You're working together. See, we always have to start at the grassroots level. We're talking about families. And I think one thing was real important, what you said, Lisa said, I was not raised that way. And I didn't grow up that way. However, that is the biggest challenge and concern. Our lack of unity comes because it started at the home level. It starts at the block by block. The home, the family. We lack the unity there. And we can put it on everything we want to. We talk about, we can go back as far as 9/11, because, you know, after 9/11, the country really came together, because we all felt, you know, that we are losing a part of ourselves. I mean, we lost people around in New York City, in Washington, D.C., and pretty much all over the country, but we came together as one. Now, to talk about what happened to where we are in 2023, we have to also keep in mind that in unity, people have a tendency to be have their own little situation set up over here. See, when you say oneness, they think about only one.
Yeah.
And that's one of the biggest problems. We've got into where we're so territorial that we only focused on just us. We don't have empathy for others. I had several people to type in some things, and I always try to read off what they're saying, and I will read off, as well as Tina Robinson sent me her Cash App, and I had seen it. Thank you so much, and I put it in the wrap. But when you lose a sense of soccer, I did it all. One of the things I always said to our team, you cannot be a winner if you're only thinking about yourself.
Absolutely.
If you're only thinking about oneness really as a team, becoming unified to be one, you're thinking about me. Me, me, me. There's no such thing as me and team. I is not in team. See, we lost that because through teams, we become competitive. A lot of people believe, a lot of researchers believe that if you're a part of some kind of athletic team, you'll learn how to deal with things, but you'll learn how to work as a team so you can get the job done. It's pushed forth, Lisa, in the military. See, the military, you come, you're going to be one because you have to go out and fight the enemy as one. You can't have everybody say, this is my territory, even though it's never my bunk. This is my territory right here. This is my air. We might be in the bunker. We're going to all be trying to stay low until we get in time. So when we're talking about unity and after 9/11 up until what we have now, we had a time frame for many years that we kind of had a real positive step toward unity. But I'm going to tell you what happened, and this is from my historical background. In 2008, see, after we came, after 9/11, we came together as unity. Everybody was living pretty good. Then we had a crash. Inflation hit in 2008. People started losing money. So after that, the only way we can get ourselves is we got to take care of ourselves. We can't worry about taking care of anybody else because we allowed to be one, but now we're living in people who had never struggled before. It was amazing. I was talking to a young man when I was in Hawaii. I was talking to one of our Lyft drivers, and he was talking about he being a multi-millionaire, and he's living in Hawaii now, and he's driving a Lyft. And he talked about what happened in 2008. We start having a mentality that we got to get what we can as one. Not unity. It's our individual. I'm going to get what I need, and I'm not worried about anybody else. So when you're talking about unity, you refer to that state of being unified. You're talking about the state of being together. You're talking about having a purpose. See, when you have unity, you have a purpose. The purpose is to make sure we come and be together. We're talking about a situation where people don't have harmony. See, unity is harmony. Having a common goal. What is your common goal and dignity as a unit?
Thank you.
We lost the respect, and we don't have dignity. We know our integrity has disappeared because it's all about individuality. We want to do this by myself. I don't mean we cannot do anything by ourselves because no matter what job you have, there's gonna be somebody over you and somebody over them. But you have to come together and be successful. And also, Jim Harris, right? Thank you, Jim. I didn't give a shout out to you. People can definitely be cruel, very cruel. They can be very cruel. And they can be very ugly because, you know what? It's all about self. It's all about the individuality. This is who I am, and I'm not going to let no one take that away from me. And now we run into the many problems where we no longer want to be together as a unit. We talked about a prime example, Lisa, and I'll go back to you because we want to look at some characteristics. We didn't talk about what it means, but we want to look at some of the characteristics of unity because some of the characteristics are missing. That's why we have this individuality. But truly, when you start dealing with situations, you have to realize that when you become territorial, when you become have a lack of empathy, and you have the lack of wanting to be in an environment that requires you to work with other individuals, you're not going to be successful. I'll take for example, and I'll go to a cultural situation right here. In the African-American culture, which I research a lot on because I talk about it a lot, is one out of four young ladies will get married. Our marriage rate is 26%. It's the lack of unity when you don't come together and talk about it. Truly, truly, what we need to focus on. And Lisa, before we go to the cabinet, I want to make sure I read some other things we have down here. We've got Jim Harris said absolutely, and we have Stuart Pierland said, hey, guys, go Lisa. You got a big cheerleader here. That's a whole good vote. And we have Robert Gregory, 63, Chanel Tillum joining us. And then we have Debbie joining us. Along with Young God, that's amazing, man. 318 joined us. I'm trying to make my glasses focus on this now. We have Kelly, this is Kyle, former Butterfly. Thank you so much for joining us. We have several others, and we got a list of them. I'm going to call them all out in a minute to make sure. We got CB71 Tip Up joining us. All of those individuals, thank you so much for taking time to be a part of it. Lisa, as we move forth, I want to get by myself and we be really broke and don't have no money now. We want to be able to pay some bills here. So if I can get my device to work like it's supposed to work, I want to make sure. Okay, we're going to give a shout-out to LMT, Starworth Lawn Service. They're joining us in our support and our efforts. So let's give a shout-out to LMT, Starworth Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out LMT, Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
LMT, Starworth Lawn Service, LLC has the right idea. It's going to take hard work to bring back unity. It's going to take hard work to bring back unity. And we're at a point now we're not ready for that. First of all, we're not ready to go to war. We're divided politically so that we can't come together at this point. I don't know what it's going to take, but it's going to take hard work for the organization. You can give us a Tony Starworth call, Anthony Starworth, go to Facebook, Anthony Starworth, DM, or you call him at 334-300-7401. Lisa, let's look at the characteristics of unity. How can we characterize unity? We have said a definition, oneness, singleness, more or less being in a state of being one. We have talked about agreement, talk about concord, unformative. We're going to talk about being in a one in a spirit, sentiment, purpose. Let's talk about characteristics. What are some characteristics of unity?
Humility. People. And I think that's kind of the message that's being sent out here right now. Nobody's better than anybody. You know, you might think you are. And you hide behind the screens and you post things that are terrible. Very bad things that, and I have friends that are just like, you know, and I said, I got to get off of here before I lose it because I can't handle so much. And then I'm seeing people around me fall apart. People don't think about other people. They are self-centered, egocentric. They don't want to find that peace, be gentle, kind. One happened, hashtag be kind. And you know, when I look at my kids, I say my kids, I don't have kids, but I call my kids, I work with them, my school family is my kids. I have to say, I don't know how they are when I'm not there, but when I'm there, they are unified. Mm-hmm. Let me be your partner. Let's make a group post. Look, Missy, so look what we're doing. And half the time when I'm posting stuff, they made it up on their own together. They do it together. Why is he an adult? Why? How come, I don't like the word why, how come we're not able to do that? I learned more from these children than I learned, I guess, in college. I don't know. But being kind and compassionate, teamwork, unity promotes teamwork. You work together. We're missing that piece of the puzzle. And it's like, well, I don't like any politicians at this point, but what does it matter? Like, why are you arguing over, we're not there, we don't actually know what's going on back the road. We need to be working together to make things.
Yes.
Instead of relying on these people, you know, and people, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for what I'm about to say, but you have people that are in high positions that are promoting disunification.
Yes.
I'm sorry. That's what I've seen. And I do so many therapy sessions. I've met so many different people in the past, but we haven't had time to come up for air since 2020. And it makes it so much harder when you're not together looking at it. Yeah. Common goals. You don't have to, you know, things in common. But when you see hatred and division, what kind of character? I judge you by your character when you're doing that. And I don't think people know, like, it's triggering people, trauma. I don't, you know, I said to somebody, you know, they do Jewish is a religion. So I'm Jewish, but I'm Caucasian, whatever it is. But they say the Black community, the Jewish community is used to say. The only difference, I can take my star off, you can't change the skin color, but they treat us, and I was reading up on slavery and the Holocaust, and I was looking at these, they were doing comparative pictures of descendants here to educate people why we say hashtag never again, never again. In the Jewish community, we mean that for everybody. We don't want anybody to get, I know that everyone's thinking we're these horrible monsters right now, and it's been said in my face, which is okay, I guess, if that's how you feel, it's better, I know, but we're for everybody. And, you know, nobody wants what's going on to be going on. Nobody wanted during the pandemic. I mean, that was in my heart, seeing all this. And then, you know, you have to understand from a, and you're probably talk better about this than me, but an African-American male is always going to be on it.
If you say something in a manner that's going to bring us back to it, See, one of the things about, at least you said something, and I know you said it in the moment as you was talking personally, because you were, is that there are some people intentionally out here, no matter where office they're in or where they are, intentionally would rather see us divided than unified. They are preaching, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not even talking about a side. I'm telling you, people all over in high positions are doing it because they are politicizing it, and because they're trying to get the vote, and they know the way best way to do it is have us divided. And if we're divided, and all you need is 51%. So if we can get 51%, we think that entails the whole, it says a majority of vote is 51-49. But the point is, if you leave out 49 people who have opinion as well, you're not going to be able to operate in a manner. We will not be oneness. And truly, I read what several people, we'll give a shout out to Trey Johnson right quick. Jim Harris said, unity is coming together for a common goal and benefit. Trey Johnson stated communication with sustenance. See, the problem is we are communicating, but it doesn't have it in substance because we're looking out for our own personal interests. And we rather than have that 1% above the 50% and be comfortable and still have other people you want to browbeat into being what you want to be. Society has never been made up with a point where we got to force people to be. If it is, we might well return to the 1800s. And in the 1900s, we need to return to these definite crises in our lifetime that we have seen and heard and been a part of. We need to be able to come together as one. We must unify and, as I said, be able to communicate. That's what I just mentioned earlier about the three ways and the three phases of communication. We must have a common goal. And the thing about it, we have a common goal, but some people let themselves get in the way and don't want to take a step back so we can accomplish the common goal. I'm not saying that everybody will have to take a step back. We can't use a side to step back so the other side can gain something. To come together, we be on sound footing, and a characteristic that's so important, Lisa, you mentioned humility, you mentioned gentleness, but patience. See, that's what we lack the patience in this world now. In this society, we lack the patience to allow us to come together as one. We want to try to force it. If it don't go our way, then what we do is I'm going to start counting the other group out. I can be the one in charge. In unity, we all can be in charge. And also, we have to put that word in our love.
Love.
We gotta love one another. You can't hate someone that looks like you. Because sometimes if you're gonna walk the same step they may have already walked. And we have to continue to understand that. And we was talking about the characteristics of unity, and we share it with you. Put yourself in a position. Have you been humiliated? Do you have humility? Are you gentle? Your gentleness means a lot. Are you patient? That is real important. Patience is a virtue. Forbearance. Are you forbearing? Are you willing to take a step back? Be forthcoming with people. And love. It's all important. Those are the characteristics of unity, and we shared that opportunity with you. We still want you to continue to communicate, and I see Jim said truth, and I maybe Jim wants to come to the camera tonight. He may want to come and talk tonight, and I'm going to hit the button and see if Jim will be able to respond. So Jim is actually come to, and I'm going to invite Jim in there. Come on, Jim. And you're here tonight, Jim. Come on, Jim. We need to see you. Come talk with us, Jim. Thank you so much. Coming on, we want to make sure we pay some more bills. Mary Ruth, rest Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama. Great food in a family-friendly environment. Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. And meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers, Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays. Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on,
Sunday
dinner from 11 a.m. until 5
p.m. 9-9. Just stopping at Mary Ruth's Restaurant in South Central Alabama. Check them out on 261 West Highway 106 in Georgiana, Alabama. We have Jim here live with us, Lisa. And we he accepted the invite to come on. So, Jim, how are you doing today? Everything's going real well here, and I think we're really moving in the right direction here. But what's your thoughts? What do you want to share with us, Jim? Lisa's here, and she's able to kind of pick you up too as well, but she want to be able to hear as well. So just share your thoughts in regards to what we're talking about in regards to unity.
Well, I just got to hear something picking up on that, but it's correct. I mean, there's so much division out there. And a lot of people, in my opinion, they don't even know what they're being divisive about. They hear things and they repeat it and regurgitate it, and they're just processed through stuff. And they don't realize the people that are making them want to be divisive. They have a reason to do that. Because as long as they get us fighting against each other, they can do whatever they want.
Exactly.
We have to be smarter than that.
Exactly, Jim. And I tell you, I agree with you 100% because a lot of people are being manipulated by who to accomplish someone else's goals. And we haven't even set goals by ourselves. And if you like that, if you left out there and whatever they want you to do, and they want it to be divisive because it works better. You know, together we what? We're successful. Divided we what? We fall. And if when you're divided, you're being divisive, you're looking out for your best interest. And I call it to the sense sometimes people trying to counsel other people out so they can get what they want. And I think, truly believe that's where we are now. And we've been down this, and it's not just started the last 3 years. This has been going on for a while. Everything is just coming to a head now. Isn't how we're going to go, or are we going to continue to be on the track we're on, which is almost to destruction because of, you know, everybody's divided. You know, you're politically divided. You're divided on the job. Families are divided. Your gender, in dealing with gender being divided in some form or fashion, you know, and when you continue on that track, it is a sense of destruction going on. Bye-bye. Anything else you want to share with us, Jim?
Yeah, you're going to write
Exactly. 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 And Tim, I tell you, you're hitting everything on the head. I really appreciate you coming on, Lorna. And I know this, Lisa, she's just smiling. She's smiling at him. And I'm telling you that, Tim, she's smiling. But truly, truly. Yeah, he's a very good man. We really appreciate this, Tim. I tell you, this allows us to kind of look at unity because he said something at the end. He said, as a unit. You know, we don't have our own. It's like creating our own army. That's what I'm looking at. Being so divisive that we create people only to follow us, and everybody just everywhere wants someone to follow them. That's not unity. That's not where we need to go. And like I said, chaos is in route. We might not want to hear it. Chaos is in route unless we make some adjustments. Truly, truly, Tim, thank you so much for being a part of it and sharing your thoughts. And we truly, truly are thankful to know your presence is here because you're not here just tonight. You're always here. And I appreciate it. I truly appreciate it. Thank you so much, Tim. Yeah, really, really.
Thank you, Tim.
All right. Okay, then, Tim. Appreciate it. So, Lisa, you – thank you. So, Lisa, we truly at a point that we have to look at the power of unity. We just, Jim just shared about the power being divisive, chaos. What would happen if we decide one day everybody going to come together and be one? That is unity. That is a power in that. You want to share your thoughts on that, Lisa?
Stronger. And you're going to combat things better. Would you rather be alone, or would you rather be with a group? It's powerful. If our communities came together, what would that be creating? We'd be more powerful. Right now, we're not. Like, it's not anywhere near where it should be, but the importance of being connected, connection, communication, problem resolution. Like I said, you just said, you did, you said, they did, they said, this did. I mean, it's like, I'm over it. Because now there's messages being sent, and I'm sure people are going to follow through with it. They're saying, come after.
We're not seeing that.
That is powerful. Then you come up with a solution. powerful country in the world, and now we're not. It's so sad. It breaks my heart. Because we could be, if we were unified. And it shouldn't matter. No one's ever going to agree on politics, and I don't even pay attention to it. But don't care about it because you don't let it. I'm not talking to you. Maybe either remove yourself from that situation or that person, but you're not going to solve anything by still getting the last word. That is not me either. Because there's always something that's got to have. Why don't you just listen? I listen sometimes. It goes in one way or the other, depending on what I'm hearing. But I always listen because I feel respect. And again, that's how I was raised. But Cindy and the Jewish community came together. How powerful we were seeing unified, working together. And this came from somebody that's an African-American male. He's in his late 30s. And I was like, yeah. Imagine. And then I said, imagine if all of us came together.
Yep.
But when he said that, it's always with me. Because that's true. You're not powerful. You know, you empower you, but you can be empowering each other. So that's something for people to think about. When we come together.
And that's the power. That's the power of unity when you can come together. But you said that was a question I thought you may have said. Would answer that question that a lot of people would prefer being alone, living in their own little castle, not being bothered by other individuals, and not worried about coming together with anyone else in a sense of unity. So if you'd rather be alone, then you're going to fight as hard as you can to have everybody come together. I don't care what position you hold or what seat you sit in at the table. Just remember, if you're alone, you're going to do everything to keep everybody else separated so they'll be alone as well. Because you'll have someone else. You know, I always say, misery loves company.
Yeah,
it does. You don't want somebody to be miserable like you are. So truly, we have to consider that. So the power of unity is true. So it truly creates a sense of a broad purpose. Once we create that purpose, follow through, embrace it. See, we don't embrace unity. That's why we're having the challenges we're having today. That leads us to say, how important is unity? Do we really need unity? You just said we really don't need unity. You didn't say that. But you would prefer, people would prefer to be alone, so they don't want to be unified with anybody. They want to be by themselves, carry their own torch, do what they need to do, and they miss out on the great possibility of being around someone that really care about you, being around someone who truly, truly want to be together. Humans are not made to be alone. God doesn't want us to be alone. We need to be around others. Our socialization is so important. Even though it triggers us sometimes, even though sometimes we get angry, but we will prefer to be around people, not sitting in a cave as a hermit. We don't want to go hibernate for months and years. We still want to be able to see people because we see that at work. Like we came out of 2020 more angry than we was before we went in. We came out because we was alone. Somebody got to be punished because I had to be alone. But
thank you.
What about unity?
Down here, like no other, I can't even explain it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I've never been afraid. I worked in the inner city of Cleveland for years. Mm-hmm. Years. I'm afraid to go walk the dogs now at night. I won't go drive. I'm not driving anywhere at night unless I have to. I've never been like that. But at this point, you know, and other people have said the same thing. They're like, be careful. Now they're saying don't go out on the Sabbath. Like, it's things like that. Just even hearing it. So now they're going to put it in their heads. They're going to isolate again like they did with COVID.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to want to go out because that's been put out there that we shouldn't be out on Sabbath or go to the tattoos, and there you go. But yeah, people are isolated, so they're mad and they're taking it out. Stop taking it out on other people. I keep saying it happened. I get the mental impact of it. I didn't have to go through that because I was in an open state, I guess, whatever they want to call it here, open to everything and to say anything that you want as well. But throw that in there. But don't take it out on other people because don't take it out on you. I didn't say anything to you. My home's up. Maybe not now. It's not welcome to anybody. But, you know, yeah, what is the free-for-all now? I'm going home in 2 weeks. I can't wait. I'll be freezing my butt off, but I'll be at home. Yeah. And it's Cleveland Day with my dad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's on the game. And, but, yeah, it's, you know, and I consider Cleveland, I always talk about Cleveland. When I say to people, I feel like it's more connected. You know, I feel very, like, when I'm home, I'm very, like, happy, and people are friendlier. You know, here, you can't even say hi to somebody. That's not connecting.
Exactly.
But I called to make a physical appointment, and before I hung up, I said, oh, if I don't talk to you guys, have a really good, you know, happy holidays, be safe. You know, I'm just best me. And she swore, why in the would you be telling me to have a happy holiday? And I was like, okay.
But that's where we are, Lisa.
Tim,
you want to jump in and share some thoughts? We're getting closer to we went over a little later tonight because we started a little late, but we're gonna get ready to close out. Any thoughts you want to leave and share in regards to the power, unity, anything about unity you want to share that you haven't already shared? Jim. I'm sorry. I'm just saying anything you want to share as we get ready to close out, because we're going to pick this topic up.
I do a little experiment when I go out, and I say hello to everybody and say good morning to hello, just to kind of see how they interact. You'll find most people feel like, you know, it almost looks like they don't even have to recognize you.
Mm. Scares me, Jim, what you just said, where you can walk by people, and it's almost like when you say hello, that scares them to death. You know, they don't expect anybody to just ignore you. They look at you like, I'm like, all I said was hello. I didn't say anything else, but that's where we are today. And so it is a concern, and we're going to try to do our best to address it. But we're going to come back in 2 weeks, and we're going to talk and continue on talking about unity. We're going to talk about, because we'll have some new experience in 2 weeks that we can share. In 2 weeks, we will be able to share, and we'll talk about the importance of it, and we'll look at how it's important to your life, and to my life, and to Jim's life, to all of our lives, how important unity is, because we'll start with your family first. You must have unity at home before you can expect unity outside. But as we get ready to close out, the host with the most wants to share her final thoughts.
That's been pretty good, I think. Just be kind. Check on people. I know there's a lot of things going around. Check on your Jewish friends, but check on everybody. I always try to check in on people. Jim's great. Like, he always has something good to post or say. We need more of that. And I do appreciate the few people that have been checking on me. And I'm very disappointed in the other people because I always check on everybody, but I learned a lesson from what's going on in the house. But I'm not going to change me. I'm not going to become a part of this nastiness and hostility. And I'm going to go in every day, be the best person I can be. I'm going to always be respectful. I'm going to teach my kids the best I can. I'm going to help my clients, my family, my friends. You know, Dr. Lowe, your family to me.
Yes, yes, you are.
You guys are family to me. And Denise, I mean, Denise has been checking on me, bless their heart. I know they're concerned. But guys, check on each other. Be there for each other. Support each other. And stop all this hatred and anger. Channel it. Come to one of my classes.
Good.
It's gonna be all over. I want to take it everywhere. But that's what we learned, and that's what I said at the beginning of the show. My kids, they see someone alone, they run over to them. Come in our group. Look, Miss Lisa, look. You know, when you see the crazy stuff on there, they make it up, and it's great. I love it. They do it together. Why aren't we doing these things together? Come into one of my classes, and before I forget, there is a free class. I will post it in full screen from 1 to 2. It's at a church. I'll post the location. It's a mom and me, or anybody can come to it. I don't care. Anyone that wants to find peace, it's this Saturday. I'll put it on the feed. That's what it's all about. Just take a step back and come outside of yourself and try to think about other people and what, you know, how you would feel if you were being treated.
Awesome. I tell you, Lisa, that's a great invite. And if I was able to be closer to the setting, I would be there because I want to get some of them stretches so I can stretch myself from home. Jill, I want to be like CBA Tours. I want to be able to stretch out, maximize everything I can maximize. This has been awesome. The host with the host with the most, and we truly thank Jim for joining us as well. You know, we're at that hour point. We're at 8:28, about 2 minutes before we really want to shut down. Our time is going to shut down on anyway. But it's been awesome. I tell you, truly, I want to let y'all every time that we love you, I love you, and there's really nothing you can do about it because I'm telling you that's how I feel because this show is all about love. Interaction is love from our heart. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. Communicate for understanding. Make it do what it do. We got this because we're going to make it happen like Lisa. We're going to come back in 2 weeks and we're going to talk a little bit more about the importance of unity. And we're going to look at how important unity is to your life and to my life. These are the things we're going to talk about. So have an awesome rest of the night. We're coming back with a show on tomorrow, which is our happy hour talk at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to just go and talk about relationships. And we're always excited about having relationship talk because we want to be able to come together, unify, be one, build our culture where we need to build it, and do what we need to do. And truly, truly, it's about relationship, leave the past behind. That's the title for tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. Have an awesome rest of the afternoon. And I want to play something. This is something, I don't know if you experienced it or not, but I want to play this. When I was younger, we used to go to the skating rink. We used to hear this song they used to have. And I want to play this as we close. We don't own the rights to the music, but we want to play it. And this is the what we call a skate song that we rock and we dance to. We want to do this when we unify and become one. We're going to rock, we're going to skate, and we're going to dance. And that's what it's all about. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. said, we love you. We love you to your full body. But we stand in the passion always do. There we go. We love you.